Faith is more than something a man believes. It is the settled allegiance that governs what he does. After God has spoken, the old word meant faithful, firm, established, dependable. Semper Fi, always faithful. And scripture says, the just shall live that way. Abraham heard a promise when his strength was nearly gone. He considered his own body and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not call the weakness strength. He did not pretend the facts had changed. But he would not let the visible overrule the word that Yahweh gave. Against hope, he believed in hope. He staggered not through unbelief, but grew strong, giving glory unto God. Fully persuaded that what the Lord had promised, he was able also to perform. Faith has substance, faith has evidence. It walks by what God says is true. Hope holds fast to the promise ahead. Faith gives the faithful something to do. Not by sight, not standing still. The word is heard and faith obeys. Faith is allegiance moving through the scene by the power of the unseen. The things which now are visible were not made from things we see. The world was framed by Yahweh's word before it stood visibly. The seen is passing, measured by time. The unseen remains eternal. So faith does not take its orders from the temporary report of the senses. It looks beyond the present measure to the God who cannot lie. It holds the proof before possession, the title deed already in hand. Not empty wishing, not uncertain hope, evidence before the eye can see. The underlying substance of what the Lord God said would be. Faith has substance, faith has evidence. It walks by what God says is true. Hope holds fast to the promise ahead. Faith gives the faithful something to do. Not by sight, not standing still. The word is heard and faith obeys. Faith is allegiance moving through the scene by the power of the unseen. Israel stood before the water, with Pharaoh closing from behind. Every visible measurement said there was no road and there was no time. The sea was real, the army was real, the danger was not denied. But the unseen already held a pathway before the waters opened wide. Moses did not trust the sea, he trusted the God who owned it. He lifted the rod at Yahweh's word, and the people moved toward it. Faith did not remove the need to walk. Faith showed them where to go. The path appeared beneath their feet as the waters opened so. Hezekiah received a letter from the king of Assyria's hand. Cities fallen, nations broken, tribute taken from the land. He did not hide the threat away or answer fear with empty speech. He carried it into Yahweh's house and spread the letter where God could see. He named the enemy, he named the words, he named the covenant and prayed, save us from his hand, O Yahweh, that all kingdoms may know thy name. Then faith stood up from the altar. It had moved him from palace to prayer. By morning the Assyrian camp lay still. Not one arrow entered there. Faith did not replace the action. It empowered and directed every step. The prayer was specific and expectant. The covenant God did not forget. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It stands in the power of God, not in the wisdom of men. It works by love. Faith must grow, faith must be kept. Some have cast it away, some have made shipwreck. The shield of faith was not given to men waiting with their backs turned. It was given to a people advancing, holding holding their ground, pressing forward, quenching every fiery dart. Faith has substance, faith has evidence. It governs every step we take, in prayer and trial, in work and warfare, in every covenant choice we make. Not by sight, not standing still, the word is heard and faith obeys. Faith is allegiance moving through the scene by the power of the unseen. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. There is no neutral ground. The just shall live by faith. And living faith moves. And when he returns, faith will be found.